Hello, beautiful brave ones. This is Heather Vickery. I'm so excited to be here with you today. I'm doing something a little unusual because, as you know, typically I interview other people who have stepped out of fear and into bravery in every possible way. I love doing it. We are coming on the 5th anniversary of the Brave Files podcast, over 240 episodes, which is so crazy and beautiful. And then we launched our sister podcast, Was It Chance, which I co-host with my amazing, wonderful friend, who I call my podcast husband, Alan Seals. If you haven't checked out Was It Chance, I hope that you will go and do that soon. That's the podcast about taking intentional risk for your creative success. Oh my gosh, it's so much fun. But today, I promised you something different. It's a solo episode, and I've only done that, I think, twice in the past 5 years. And the reason that I'm doing a solo episode, well, the solo episode will tell you why. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about it. I wanted to share with you some things that are happening with me and showing up for me because I think I'm not the only person experiencing these things. And because I like to practice what I preach, this is an opportunity for me to be brave on purpose. Y'all know what I say. When we choose bravely on purpose, we choose bigger, we win bigger, and it's contagious. And it is not always fucking easy. So, we're gonna do a solo episode today. You're listening to The Brave Files, where we share stories from people who've stepped out of fear and into bravery in every possible way. What we know for sure is that when we choose bravely on purpose, we choose bigger, we win bigger. And it's contagious. It's our hope that these stories connect with you and encourage you to embrace bravery in every possible way, day after day. Together, we can build a movement that enriches both our lives and our communities. The Brave Files is brought to you by Vickery & Co., a success and leadership coaching firm dedicated to helping you build a life and a business that you are absolutely in love with. Vickery & Co. offers group programs, membership communities, one-on-one coaching, VIP days, corporate trainings, workshops, keynote speaking, and so much more. Visit vickeryandco.com to get all the details. All right, folks. You know, sometimes vulnerability and fear collide. They feel like they contradict one another. We think that in order to be vulnerable, or I think a lot of us do, in order to be vulnerable, we're fearless. Now, y'all know how I feel about fearless. Fuck fearless. Hell, I even wrote a book called that. We feel fear. Fear is a normal, natural human emotion, and it either owns you or empowers you. But you can learn a lot from your fear. Your fear is there for you. It protects you. It can serve you. It can tell you so much about yourself. But it's often not telling you the truth. My very first coach and mentor, Aaron Anastasi, who I had on the show, he was my 100th guest. So go back and listen to that episode. It was really fucking great. Aaron used to say that all fear lives in the future. Unless you're being chased by a bear at this very moment, whatever it is you're afraid of doesn't exist yet. And I think in a lot of cases, that's true. I am learning through my experience in life with other people, that sometimes if you are someone who experiences anxiety, it really feels like that fear is alive in you at that moment. Now, we all know that that's probably not true, right? Whatever is causing the anxiety, whatever you're feeling, feels really, really real, but it's still probably not something that's manifested yet. You're maybe on your way to manifesting whatever thing you're terrified of. But our brains, they're smart. And they can really convince us of shit. They can really convince us that whatever the story is true. That whatever the fear is true. Whatever the limiting voice is telling the truth. Even if we can logically say, no, it's not. And for me right now, I'm in this really, we're going to call it fascinating. And fascinating is a multi-layer word for me. Fascinating pivotal point in my life, which isn't directly business related, but it is business adjacent. And of course, what we all know, this is why the Brave Method is a 360 approach, is that when our personal lives are going well, our business life is going well. When our business life is a disaster, personal life gets affected. All of our things, all of our feelings, all of our actions, all of our thoughts, all of it, they're 360, right? They affect everything else that we're doing, which is why it's really important I do some corporate work, why it's really important that at work, you be honored as a whole person, that the people you're working with and for and leading and supporting, that they understand and feel understood to be a whole person all the time, right? This is how we build strong teams. This is how we build fans, right? Like how do we get people to be raving fans of ours and want to support us and want to help us? Well, when we honor them in a whole way, in a full circle, full human, whole person way. And I talk a lot about authenticity and vulnerability. I talk a lot about being honest and practicing self-compassion. And I teach these things and I coach on these things because I know them, because I've studied them, because I'm certified in them, and because I've used them in my own life to shift my life in ways that I honestly at one point in time never even dreamed possible or viable. I couldn't have imagined. I couldn't have imagined achieving where I am right now. And that does not mean I have everything I desire. It does not mean that I have reached the pinnacle or the peak and that there's nothing else to do. There are so many more incredible things I want to do and I want to build. But that's why we want to revisit all the time. That's the 3 R's in the Brave Method, right? We want to reassess, reframe, get up and do it again differently. Because as a former guest and former client and good friend Pam Stamper once said, I need to learn how to dream differently. And we can't be aware of that desire or the fact that we've achieved all of our dreams. And oh my fucking God, I never thought that was going to happen. So what do we do next? I'm in that phase. And at the very same time, my world is rocked a little bit. There's a lot of stuff happening in my personal life. And it's personal, right? I don't want to turn myself inside out. I don't want to share every single intimate detail with my audience. So here's what prompted me to do this solo episode today. What do we do? So I'm thinking out loud with all of you. I'm pretending we're all sitting around a table together having a really great cup of coffee or tea. And I'm saying, what do we do when what people see on the outside doesn't match what's on the inside, and you want them to, but you also don't want to fully fall apart? Damn. I get a lot of feedback like, oh my gosh, how do you do it all? And oh, you look so, it looks great all the time. And it's not. And I try to be really transparent. Like, it's absolutely not great all the time. However, because of the self-work I do, the visualization, the EFT tapping, the gratitude, the self-compassion, the learning, all of that, I can tell you that for me, it's much better than it ever would have been a decade ago, even on the days that are hard or bad. And I want to be really transparent with all of you about that without cutting myself open and laying my insides out on a table and letting you guys just pick through it. Not that you would, but you know, I think people envision sometimes vulnerability looking like that and feeling like that. And so the very best that I can come up with, and I'm wondering who out there really resonates with this. I'd really love to hear back from any of you, is to say that you can have great moments in bad days, and you can have bad moments in good days. And you can have days where you never get out of bed, and then the next day is a Tuesday and you can get up and do one thing or you can do 100 things, and it's all going to be fine. It's also okay to be honest with people about what you're experiencing. So when I need a little more patience and understanding, when I'm not going to be maybe as responsive to emails or engaged in, you know, my Slack channels with my clients or whatever, it's important for me to set boundaries and to clarify, I am here and I will check in, but I may not be as available as I normally am. What happens when we set those boundaries is we allow everyone involved to understand the rules of the game. We can manage expectations, we can set precedents, and then it gives other people permission to do the same thing. none of us have to be available to everybody all the time. That's so unhealthy. It's so unhealthy to do that. You can decide, and you know, you can have a standard of when you're available, and then you can shift it sometimes. Everything that I coach on and I talk about in this show or in my live show, Brave in Action, everything I talk about with clients, either in my group programs, the incubator, the Brave Circle, or one-on-one, I want everyone to know that it all has to come with a little flexibility. Sometimes we have to change things. We have to change our mind. We have to reinvent. We have to give ourselves a little grace and do it differently, because life is going to happen with or without our permission, right? It's going to happen. Outside forces are going to make you feel certain ways. They're going to shift your availability. They're going to change your mindset. And the very best we can all do as individual people is to really practice the Brave Method. And I didn't come on here intending to talk about it, but it does fucking work, you guys. It really does. Practice that Brave Method where we set those boundaries, where we're consistently reassessing and reframing and wait, what? How do I feel? What's happening right now? What do I want from this? How can I do this differently? How can I get up and try again and do it differently? And maybe it'll be better, or maybe it won't be better. And get into action, right? Have accountability, ask for support, and be vulnerable. But vulnerability has to come with boundaries. It has to come with self-compassion, right? Otherwise, you are just turning yourself inside out for other people to look at and pick at. And that's not the way to go. That's not the healthy option. So we practice the Brave Method. I practice the Brave Method multiple times a day, and it looks different every time I do it. And right now, I am learning how to be a new version of me. And I have also discovered in the last 6 months that what I do best professionally is to help other people learn to like and trust themselves at this very stage of their lives, because you all are not who you used to be, and you're not yet who you're going to be. You're in the middle. Maybe it feels like a void. Maybe it feels like a comfort zone. Who knows what it feels like? But you are going to shift and change and grow, because that's what we do. That's what people do. That's what humans do. It is the nature of things. And if we can do it with patience and grace and self-compassion, when we can do it with some boundaries and asking for what we want and being willing to take up space and to feel worthy no matter what, whether your life feels like it's on fucking cloud nine, or you want to curl up in a ball in the back corner, you are worthy and you deserve to take up space. These are things I'm telling myself on a consistent and daily basis. We all deserve those things. I had a client once who said she didn't like the word deserve. And I understood, because it feels privileged. But folks, every one of you deserve rest. You deserve worthiness. You deserve to ask for what you want and to take up space. I don't care where you come from. I don't care what your background is. I don't care who you are. That is your natural born right. I'll tell you a little story. At night, the only one of my four children now that still wants me to tuck her in is my youngest. She's almost 10, which is kind of crazy. Ooh. Tears. Ah, when your last baby has all of our firsts, and they're the last firsts, you feel things, right? Oh, goodness. So I tuck her in, and she likes for me to lay with her until she falls asleep. And listen, I am happy to do that. I can remember the days where I was trying to put 3 and 4 little kids to bed at the exact same time, and bedtime felt like such a drag. Like, it went on for hours and it was exhausting. And some of you may be in that boat, but this is my last one, and I will lay with her until she falls asleep, because I know that in a few years, she won't want me to. But after she falls asleep, before I very quietly tiptoe out of her bed and out of her room and hope that she stays asleep all night long, I lay my head on her head and I whisper, just quiet enough for it to go into her psyche while she's sleeping, but not loud enough to wake her up. Oh, my beautiful girl. I hope that you always know you are loved, and you are valuable, and you are worthy. And you get to take up as much space as you want in the world, because the world is waiting for you to show up and play big. You are amazing. You are talented. You are smart. You are funny. We are so lucky to have you. Because I want her to feel that. And I want you to feel it. And I want me to feel it. Even on the days where we feel incapable of being those things. That is who we are at our core. That is who we are. That is what we deserve. That is what we are here for. And we honor that by practicing self-compassion, by giving ourselves rest. And I don't just mean self-care. I don't mean a pedicure or a massage. I love all of those things, but actual rest. And for some of us, rest looks different. For me, yes, it's sleep, but it's reading is rest. Being in and near water, a steam room, a hot tub, a pool, an ocean, all of that, those things rest me. A bathtub, I love my bathtub, Epsom salts, oh my gosh. What is it that feels restful to you? For some people, restful is running. That would not be restful for me, but for some people it is. I'd love for you to really think about how are the ways you bring rest into your life? And if the motivation is simply to feel rested, to feel like you're taking care of yourself and not to check off a box or to get that workout done or to finish a project. Like, you know, one of my daughters creating pottery is restful for her. And it's a very physical activity, but that is how she rejuvenates herself, right? So what does that look like for you? And I just want to say to everyone out there, if your life feels in transformation right now, you and the people around you are shifting and changing or growing, and you kind of feel like you don't have all the answers, you're just being dragged along, I see you. I understand you. I know what you're experiencing, and I can tell you, you're still worthy. You're still beautiful. You're still fucking incredible. You can still be a badass. You can still lead. You can still coach. You can still train, talking to myself. You can still do your job and you can still do it well and honor whatever it is that you need in this pivotal, changing, transformational space that you're in. I don't think it's just you. I think it's really a global collective feeling. There's some stuff happening celestially, right? I know that. I'm seeing that. I'm hearing that from a lot of my spiritual mentors and guides. You are so beautiful, and so am I, and we are magical. And this past week, I had to reschedule so many podcast episodes for you guys. Really great guests. I can't wait to share them. We're going to have them on here really soon. But in the in-between time, I needed to take a break. And I got called to do this solo episode with you. So just a little bit of time from my heart to yours to let you know that we are all in this together, and it might feel different for each and every one of us, but it does not change anything. You are beautiful and you are brave, and I am so honored to be on this journey with you. Thank you. I appreciate it. And stay tuned. Keep coming back. Share the show with your friends. We have so many great guests coming up, and it's going to be an honor and a privilege to share their stories with you. Keep coming to the Brave in Action live show. It's every Tuesday, 1:30 p.m. Central. It's usually 15 to 30 minutes where I share a different way you can step out of fear and into bravery in every possible way. I am mostly hanging out on Instagram, so if you're not seeing my stuff and you want to, go over to Instagram. I had to leave Twitter because, you know, I had to follow my heart and get away from the negativity there, and Facebook felt like a complete fucking drag. So I'm over on Instagram, and I'm playing a lot on TikTok. So I'm Vickery & Co. and the Brave Files podcast, but personally, I'm Vickery & Co. on Instagram and Brave Heather on TikTok. So come hang out with me in both of those places. I'm silly on TikTok. It's not business. You can just play and have fun. And if you love the content that I'm putting out, either of the podcasts, which are totally free, the Brave in Action live show, totally free, any of the emails or newsletters we send out, you can support. You can support. You can support the show and support me by saying thanks and buying me a coffee. Simply visit vickeryandco.com/say thanks. And whatever you want to contribute to the support fund, the coffee fund, would be greatly appreciated. If you do decide to do that, I'm going to thank you back, either in the show, in the live show, one of the podcasts, or my newsletter. And thank you for being so supportive and for being a fan and just showing up as your gorgeous, beautiful, incredible self. The world is so lucky to have you. It's so lucky to have you. God, you're fucking amazing. I hope you know that. So until I get a chance to talk to you again, this is Heather Vickery, reminding you today and every single day to go out and choose bravely. Bye now. You've been listening to The Brave Files, stories of people living courageously. Visit us at thebravefilespodcast.com to learn more about the show, find our show notes, and access full episode transcripts. And we'd love to know what you think of the show. We invite you to connect with us via Instagram and send a DM. You'll find us at The Brave Files Podcast on Instagram. Our music was created and produced in a custom collaboration with Matt Lewis from ML Creative Consulting, a boutique firm dedicated to helping clients identify their unique sound and amplify their brand with custom-delivered soundtracks. Special thanks to everyone on Team Brave, from our audio engineer to our producers, associate producers, copy editors, writers, and support team. The show wouldn't exist without them, and we are eternally grateful. I'm your host and executive producer, Heather Vickery. Thanks for tuning in.